This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Your thoughts on his job? Has he done a good job, do you think?
Hey, first of all, it's not my job to give him a report card.
You gentlemen seen your midterm grades yet? I've seen them. 0.0.
You know, look at all Joe has done.
Look at this!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Overall, prices have been essentially flat.
I just want to say a number. 0. We received news that our economy had 0% inflation.
You were way up.
8.3% is the year-over-year number. Again, coming in hotter than expected and hotter than a lot of economists and a lot of people on this panel thought it was going to come in, to be clear here.
Way to go, Brandon!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Hot enough for you? I'm talking about inflation. In a few moments, even as we speak, the White House is preparing for its victory lap, a major celebration. I assume they're handing out party favors. I don't have one of those. Whoo, I could blow now. Whoo.
It's so high we could call it Hunterflation.
But look at it this way. The bad news is inflation is still raging out of control. The good news is think how high it would be if we hadn't passed the Inflation Reduction Act. That's what's keeping the real lid on it. 774-1000 point loss on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Lots to celebrate about, Brandon? You know, I was listening this morning to one of the morning newscasts on one of my stations, and they said the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures were up 200 points. That's when they were still drinking the Kool-Aid that the inflation was going to be way down, and then the real numbers came in, and now it's down a thousand plus points. Actually closer to 1,100. 844-500-4242. So let's just go over the numbers. And incidentally, later today, we'll be doing the Let's Go Brandon segment where you can talk about what you've noticed going up in price. And of course, we've got lots of entries already in that category. Overall, the consumer price index was up today 8.3% year to year. So overall, everything. And again, these are numbers that they've tried to deflate as a matter of policy for the last 20 or 30 years. These don't include food and fuel prices. But overall, they break them out into categories. Gasoline up 25.6%. And again, Biden was bragging yesterday in Boston about how the gas prices are down 130 since mid-June. 130. I mean, they're about $4 a gallon around here anyway. Just maybe a little under $4 a gallon. When Trump left office, they were about $2.30, and earlier they had been down under $2 a gallon.
But the price of gas, when we said what I was doing wouldn't make any difference, and guess what? It's down $1.30 since the start of the summer and continues to go down.
I got to get one of those party favors. So I could, you know, whenever these big announcements come out, we can have a proper celebration. Do you have a wacky clown hat?
No, I forgot my wacky clown hat. What am I, the prop guy? Bring in the magic 8-ball and I've got everything at home?
Yay! Fuel oil. Now that the days are getting shorter, the temperature will soon begin to head south as well. Fuel oil is up 69% year to date. electricity 16%, groceries 13.5%, meat, poultry, and fish 8.8%, milk up 17%, eggs up 40%. There we go, 40%. The good news about eggs, I just found out my grandson is allergic to eggs, so we don't have to worry about that 40%. That's a wash. Baby food, he still eats baby food, 12.5%. Airline fees, 33%. But you know, they always brag. The way American workers are receiving more money than ever before. Yeah, but when you adjust for inflation, Brandon, real average hourly earnings for the American worker are down 2.8% year to date. 2.8%. 844-500-4242. 978. I know you'll never mention it, but my house has gone up about 300 grand in value under Biden. That's great. So if you sell your house, where are you going to move to? That's what I always ask people. You know, oh, your house is more valuable? That's great. So you're going to sell it. Maybe, are you planning to die and your kids can get it? Oh, that's great. So this is the same guy. He's a moon bat, obviously. He says, Grace, in the crossover, please tell the old fool Howie that it's going to take a while for the Inflation Reduction Act to take effect. I don't even know where to begin. You know when the Inflation Reduction Act begins to take effect? It begins to take effect in January 2023 when the Republicans take over Congress, but it really kicks off in January 2025 when Brandon, or whoever is there at the time, is ejected from the long-term care memory wing living facility at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. We get a real president in there again who knows what the hell they're doing. 844-500-4242. 508, my retirement account sends regards to Brandon. Bad regards. This is one of those things, you know, they have this now, you know, most retirement accounts, you can just check them every day. Today, my suggestion is as your radio financial and TV retirement advisor, don't check how your 401k is doing today. 844-500-4242. This, you know, but the amazing thing is that they're still trying to spin this. The deep state media, state-run media, is still trying to portray this as a victory. This is from Associated Press, which is, you know, that's like the ultimate state-run media. U.S. inflation slowed. It slowed. Did you know this? It slowed for a second straight month on a sharp fall in gas prices, comma, yet excluding energy, most other items got more expensive in August. Yet signs that inflation, this is again the Associated Press, yet signs that inflation may have peaked. Oh, we're keeping our fingers crossed here at the Associated Press, or it will soon, could bolster Democrats' prospects in the midterm elections and may already have contributed to slightly higher public approval ratings for Biden. The Wall Street Journal today, I like their editorial page, but their news coverage is no different than any of the other dying print media. They said Biden has middling approval ratings. Middling! They're lower than Trump at this stage. And they said Trump was in the basement. His ratings were lower than whale excrement. And yet Biden has worse numbers than Trump, and his numbers are middling. 844-500-4242. So, and again, this what this means is that the Federal Reserve will now have to up the interest rates again with inflation like this, and that will have bad impact on housing prices, on new housing construction starts. It will make it much harder to borrow money for anything, and the CPI's food index surged 11.4%, its largest year-over-year increase since May 1979. So things are looking up.
Do you know who they brought in to celebrate at the White House?
Bozo the Clown or the Easter Bunny?
No, John Kerry's favorite.
James
Taylor. I can't sing the blues anymore.
This is live. James Taylor at the White House celebrating inflation.
Sure, but I can sing this song.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Maybe it'll be cheaper to live there, but I don't really think so. They brought in James Taylor. I thought James Taylor would be singing a dirge for the Queen over at Buckingham Palace. I thought he would have taken the private jet with his buddy, John Kerry, over to Old Blighty. Wow. 844-500-4242-603 says, how we give the Inflation Reduction Act a couple of more weeks to flatten the curve. Yeah. Yeah. 844-500-4242. This is just a bad day for Brandon. But you know he's going to celebrate and just read whatever he said, whatever they've written for him to say. And you know he's working on inflation. Do you think he'll bring out some of those new old buttons from the Ford administration? Remember that? Win, whip, inflation, now. How'd those win buttons work out for Jerry Ford back in 76? With HelloFresh, I've learned that my busy fall schedule does not mean I have to compromise on wholesome, delicious meals. This fall, HelloFresh has my back. They handle the meal prepping and planning, and their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking easy and stress-free. My meals always taste deliciously fresh because their ingredients travel from the farm to my fridge in just under 7 days, even faster than at the from the grocery store. You can always order new stuff. Patrice told me she's got a new dish coming today or next week. It's called pork schnitzel. Think about that. Wiener schnitzel is a fantastic dish. I've always loved it. And this is HelloFresh's twist on the traditional Wiener schnitzel. It's pork schnitzel. I'm going to have to order that in my next box as well. It's the kind of stuff you can always keep trying. They have over 70 different entrees, and they have lunches and breakfasts, and you can switch and add and subtract sides depending on what you like. Everything you want, you don't have to worry about the grocery store, and it's a lot cheaper than ordering takeout. Just because summer's coming to an end doesn't mean the fun has to end too. HelloFresh now has family-friendly baking kits featuring do-it-yourself sweets the entire family can get into, like peanut butter cup brownies with chocolate coconut ganache frosting. It's great stuff. All of it, everything from HelloFresh is great, and you'll be so excited every week when the big box arrives at your front door or in your driveway. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is rushed by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5 right here on the Howie Carr Show. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How many debates will there be between Dr. Oz and John Fetterman? 2, 1, or 0?
0.
78% say 0.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, the Washington Post today one of the gospels of the woke movement of the Democrat Party said that there should be two debates and that they should have one before the early voting starts. Because we don't have election day anymore. We have election months. And September 19th is the start of early voting in Pennsylvania. But there's no way he's going to debate him. He's just going to keep stalling and stalling. I don't care what the polls say. I can't see Oz losing. I mean, how can you vote for a guy who can't talk? I mean, I guess you could say the same thing about the guy who's about to have a big celebration at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But at least he could theoretically talk. I mean, even if Fetterman's got the IFB in his ear, he's not gonna know what to say. He can't put it together. It's unfortunate, but it's a fact. 207. Oh, the hypocrisy of the lefties! I plow snow in a central Maine college town. It takes big rigs that burn fossil fuels to clean up after a Maine storm. These people in their stand with Ukraine T-shirts look down their nose at me until. It's a cold January morning and the snow has buried their Priuses and BLM signs. Then I'm the greatest thing since ranked choice voting to them. Oh, that's very well put, 207. That's like the Rudyard Kipling poem about the British soldiers, you know, about how they look down their nose at them until it's time to fight a war. Very well put. 844-500-4242. The 3386 says the problem with home values increasing is insurance does too. There's a bigger problem even than insurance, and that's taxes. Taxes through the roof when you know, even if you have Prop 2.5 in Massachusetts that's designed to put a cap on property taxes, if your house is suddenly worth 40% more, guess what? Your taxes are going through the roof. And then they're talking about, oh, well, you know, Social Security recipients next year are going to get the largest increase in 40 years. You know why that is? Because inflation is the largest it's been in 40 years. It will be at most a wash and probably not even a wash. 844-500-4242. Greg, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Greg.
Hello, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I have two things, actually. One, on the housing prices, not only do the insurance and taxes go up, but what you need for a down payment goes up, and if you don't have that, then you got to pay PMI. So that puts a lot of people out of the running.
Right.
But what I really wanted to talk about was the inflation. The thing to remember about inflation, it's worse than what 8% that number is because
right.
It compounds, like compound interest. So last year, if the inflation rate was 5% and things were 5% more expensive, now that it's 8% more expensive than it was last year when it was 5% more expensive than it was originally.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that they are fudging the numbers. There's this website called Shadow Stats, and they do the calculations on the way they always did the numbers until about 30 years ago. And they said that a couple of months ago, the real inflation rate wasn't, I think it was 9.1%, but they said the real inflation rate was 17%. And that sounds more like it to me. Maybe it may have gone down a little bit because the gas prices have gone down. But the other thing is, you know, as the Ukraine situation continues to deteriorate, what is going to happen if Russia just totally cuts off all fuel to the EU? Which they've been edging that way. I mean, we're already shipping out a lot more liquefied natural gas, LNG, and as we ship out more LNG, which we need to heat our homes in the winter and fuel the grid and everything else, the price is going to go up and up and up. I mean, we could have another steep hike in all fuel prices as the weather gets colder and the days get shorter. I mean, this isn't going to get better. And again, his only solution is to keep printing more money. I mean, there's his handler's only solution. He has no ideas. 844-500-4242-207. I'm a salesman down East Maine. Business owners are selling at a record pace because they can see what is coming. Plus, they can't get help, and who does work are marginal at best, not giving me a good feeling about our future. 844-500-4242-781. Melrose had a street fair Sunday, and ranked choice voting had a booth. These people have not given up. I know they haven't. I still talk to Democrats that are in politics, and they say if you go to a town committee meetings or city committee meetings, they're still going, why can't we have ranked choice voting? It's the only way we can get rid of all the Republicans. We have so many great communists running. Sometimes it's hard to choose between a Leninist and a Trotskyite. How can we choose? We need to have ranked choice voting. 844-500-4242. When does the celebration begin? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242 is from one of our Vermont listeners. They just had a poker run up here on Lake Champlain with cigarette boats, and they raised $32,000 for kids with cancer. If the participants had stayed home and just donated their fuel money, the kids would have made three times that much. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, that's the way it is here in Brandon's America. They seem to be running a little late with the celebration, Grace. Sorry, I'm thinking of Gail Huff. Sorry about that.
I think that was an even worse admission. Why are you thinking of Gail Huff?
I don't. I
She's
was thinking
running
of,
today.
I'm thinking about the campaign. This is the election day.
I take
in New
that
Hampshire.
Mix up as a compliment. I'm a big fan of Gail Huff.
844-500-4242. What we're down to? Oh, 1,200 points now. We're down. Maybe it'll come back. All right, it's time for Grace's news.
Thank you, Howard. Yes, Joe Biden is holding a party today, a celebration on the South Lawn. And
unless it's canceled.
There's supposedly, this is
look,
the part.
Look, it looks like thunderstorms. We can't, we're going to have this. We're going to have to wait a month for our celebration.
But James Taylor's seen fire and rain. It shouldn't be a surprise to him.
It is weird, though, that they said there was going to be thousands of people. Does it look like Taylor that there's thousands of people there?
No.
It looked like a small crowd to me, but I haven't seen the full wide shot, so I could be wrong.
You don't see too many wide shots.
You don't.
When Joe Biden is speaking.
Yeah.
You know, when Donald Trump is speaking, he demands the cameras go to a wide shot so you can see the entire arena.
Wide shots, fact checks, what else has gone away since Donald Trump left the White House? A lot of things. But yeah, we're not going to see any wide shots of today's party. In other news, the Amtrak is expected to go on strike soon, which is going to put Joey Baby in a weird position because he's a big fan of the Amtrak.
This is another return of the 70s, back to the future, strikes. We didn't have strikes for a long time, right? Maybe like 30, 40 years, they were extremely rare. But now they're coming back. There's a big strike.
My name is Joe Amtrak Biden.
And there's also a strike of nurses in Minnesota, by the way. There's like a bunch of more than 10,000 nurses have gone out on strike just for 3 days to complain. And, you know, I guess they've been sort of overworked since Brandon ordered the firing of tens of thousands of nurses and government employees, military, et cetera, because of the COVID panic.
Yeah, I saw a cut yesterday and I couldn't tell if it was an old cut or if it was new, but it was a firefighter in New York and he was screaming. And he said, you know, I was good enough to run into the buildings, good enough to work throughout the whole pandemic, but I couldn't go into a restaurant if I didn't get vaccinated. And I got chills like listening to it because it does show you how crazy everything got during that time. And a lot of those people, my mom asked me this all the time, are all those people going to get their jobs back? Are all those people going to be, you know, compensated for the time lost? And
I hope so.
It's strange. But speaking of unhappy, disgruntled workers, New York Times is also dealing with that for a few reasons. They wanted employees to start returning to the office 3 days a week, starting this week.
Oh, the pain. The pain of having to go to work. We have two guys from restaurants here. I mean, can you telecommute if you're working in a restaurant as like, I don't know, a dishwasher or a waiter? I don't think so.
More than 1,300 journalists are saying, hell no, we won't go. And to add insult to injury, the New York Times, as a way to like win people over, is giving employees branded lunchboxes this week as a return to the office perk.
I guess the lunch boxes did not have any sandwiches or any other food inside. They were empty, said one source, and the lunch box had no handles.
You know,
that's a weak bribe. You know, if you're going to bribe people, and I'm not opposed to it, but you got to come in with something people want. I don't want a lunchbox. I don't need more crap.
How about continued employment?
You know, the thing
that's
that,
true. That,
you know,
that
the thing that
good.
Amused me was, you know, when Brandon announced last week or last month that inflation was at zero. Remember that? Cut four. Play cut four.
I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July. 0%. Here's what that means. While the price of some things went up last month, the price of other things went down by the same amount.
So his credulous cheerleaders at the New York Times wrote that. 0% inflation. We're on the road to recovery now that we've gotten rid of Orange Man Bad. So now they're in their union negotiations, and the company is offering a 4% pay increase. And guess what they're saying, Grace?
What?
A 4% pay increase. That means we're taking a cut in pay with inflation like this. But wait a second. Your hero just told you that the inflation rate was zero. Which is it, New York Times? They're going to be so destitute, they're not even going to be able to afford to get their goatees trimmed.
Yeah, it is another case of Democrats wanting to have it both ways. Like, don't tell us the economy's so great and then complain that your, you know, pay increase isn't enough to cover the cost of living.
People are livid. Editor Tom Coffey told the Post. He's a veteran editor. He said that being forced to return to the office during a period of high inflation means that workers will have to spend more money on gas, mass transit, clothing, and lunches, despite the lack of salary increases. Well, Mr. Coffey, maybe you and your union brothers and sisters should have voted for the guy who had gas prices under $2 and inflation at 1.4%. I guess you've sinned in haste, and now you're repenting at leisure at the New York Times, or should I say at your home, rather than working at the New York Times.
Yeah, on the Zoom call. You're repenting on the Zoom meeting. Howie, top Democrats are trying to distance themselves from their party and Biden, but their voting records tell a different story. So a lot of the Democrats right now who don't think it's favorable to really be seen with Joe Biden, their voting shows that they've really gone, you know, the same as they voted with him 100% of the time, basically. And it's really awkward when they ask these Democrats where they stand with Joe Biden. They get super uncomfortable and they try to squirm their way out of it.
I like it when they say, my schedule is packed.
Yeah. Mark Kelly said something along those lines. Like, he was also not really.
Everybody, every Democrat politician, whenever they see Air Force One is overhead, suddenly their schedules fill up.
Yeah. They're like, that's my physical. I can't make it. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to go to a Cub Scout meeting.
Yeah, Joe Biden's popularity continues to decrease. And I don't know if you saw today, the Harvard-Harris poll shows that it's not improving. I mean, there's been kind of this narrative being pushed by the left that he's seeing a real bump in his poll numbers.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal today said his numbers are middling. Middling?
They're
under 40%. I don't think that's middling. It's not middling if it's Donald Trump that's under 40%.
Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future
for our
children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Thanks for telling us.
They should get her on the mic to do a little back
safer.
And forth.
Safer. America. Does anyone feel safer since Brandon became president?
I think she should sing.
Do you think they feel safer in Memphis, Tennessee?
Please clap.
For instance. And this is a glorious day. The stock market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 1,200 points. Inflation is at the highest rate since 1979. This is a glorious day. I guess this is a case of, is the cup half full or is it half empty? For Nancy, it's half full. For Paul Pelosi, well, Paul, we don't need to talk about how the cup is for him. Put the cup down, Paul.
Well,
step out of the car.
Inflation is high, Howie, but what they're celebrating is $739 billion for windmills and solar panels. So that doesn't
transgender matter. Windmills.
Sure, whatever. It's all good.
And it's going to the environmental justice communities.
Yeah, what was the other thing? The rulemaking? The rulemakers?
Really, yeah, it's for rulemaking in the environmental justice community.
And workshops.
Yes.
Can't have enough of those workshops.
The workshops are going to be short on work and long on shopping.
Howie, Carrie Lake has completely outmaneuvered Katie Hobbs over this debate controversy, according to Red State. So Carrie Lake has offered to debate Katie Hobbs. She has refused. So now Carrie is doing a 30-minute interview featuring just her. I was thinking about this today, Howie. Like 20 years ago, would this have ever happened where one candidate just said, you can have all the TV time and I'd rather not show up? It feels like counterintuitive to wanting to win a race, just saying, oh, you can just have
this. This is the way it's going.
I mean, it worked for Joe Biden.
Yeah, it worked for Jeff Deal. You know, no debates. One debate. But it's, you know, it works when you control the media, and they didn't have the same control 20 years ago or 30 years ago that they have now. But I'm surprised actually that Carrie Lake prevailed here. But she's really doing a good job in this campaign.
Well, she also said that she wanted the network to extend the invitation to her her opponent for another week.
So in other words, in case Katie Hobbs decides not to chicken out the debate.
I don't think that's going to happen. I wouldn't hold my breath.
No, I don't either.
Howie, that is it for me. And I just wanted to remind everyone that on Friday, we will be at Toyota of Portsmouth from 12 to 6. You can come stop by. 110 Grill is going to be there with some food. It's going to be a really, really fun day. That's Friday, Toyota of Portsmouth. It's our last remote of the season.
Can I just read one more quote here from the New York Times Union?
Please.
With no salary increase, it amounts to a de facto pay cut. But how is that possible with inflation running at zero? I mean, there's level, right? There's no inflation. The New York Times reported that endlessly, that there was no inflation, that the economy was the strongest it's ever been.
So many things are true at the same time.
And yet now they're complaining that they're going broke. They can't afford to send their kids to college because inflation is so high. The New York Times reporters, all of them have trust funds. 100% of them have trust funds. 844-500-4242. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh at this. The Democrat surveillance state is here. 87,000 new armed, that's armed non-law enforcement IRS agents. Why does America need that? The liars said no new taxes on individuals making under $400,000 a year. We paid attention to the $400,000, and they slipped this one in right under our noses. They will soon control all aspects of your life with armed agents rummaging through every dime you've spent. Friends, this is no joke. This is for real. You traded thousands of hours of time building your nest eggs, and now you have to protect it. You need this now. Monetary Goals New Guide. 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. And this copy was written even before today. Call Monetary Goal now. You need it more than ever after these inflation numbers and the crashing stock market. There is no time to delay. 888-617-7994. Get 5 money mistakes that could crush your retirement in the next 6 months. 888-617-7994. Time is of the essence. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been?
Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Hello?
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, one of the places we love to do remotes is at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. And today we've got the guys from Scally's Irish Ale House and all the other places they own, the Parma Italian Table and Yarmouth House in West Yarmouth. That's all of them are in West Yarmouth, as well as the Tap City Grill in Hyannis. And with us in studio now is Doc from Scally's Irish Ale House and Eric as well. He's in the blue shirt. And they brought in some great, great food from the Parma Italian Table. That lasagna, it's as good as home-cooked, Doc.
It is.
Thank you.
It is. It's fantastic, and it is homemade. You know, yeah. Ben Soto does a great job with it, and we brought some other stuff. Eric's going to say.
What else, Eric, what else did you bring in here for us today?
We brought some of our famous meatballs from De Parma and cheeseburger egg rolls from the Yarmouth House.
Oh, I love cheeseburger egg rolls. They're fantastic. We got you brought us so much food, we really appreciate it. It's always great to be there. So while supplies last, right now you can go to HowieCarShow.com and you can purchase a $50 gift card to any of these fine places for just $25. HowieCarShow.com and go to our store, get a $50 gift card for just $25. It can be used at the Parma Italian Table where this great lasagna and meatballs came from. Or Scally's Irish Ale House, where we have our remotes, Yarmouth House in West Yarmouth. That's the mothership of chain, and the Tap City Grill in Hyannis. So this is a great place. It's going to be easier to get a table now that we're past Labor Day, right? But all these places are.
Unfortunately, yes, it's going to be much easier. But, it's still good on weekends. It's good on weekends throughout the year, actually.
Yeah,
luckily.
And all these everything's open all year round. These are all 12-month restaurants.
Yes.
And a good place to, it's a good place to watch the Patriots game. Maybe not a good year to be watching the Patriots, but these are good places to watch the Patriots, right? So, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And each of the four restaurants, they all have four different menus and four different personalities, so there's always something different every night of the week there.
So tell me, what's the number one entree at the Parma Italian Table?
Chicken Parmesan. Always, it's double everything else. It's crazy.
Double?
It's so good. So
really?
Good. Yep. We tried to bring some for you today, but there was none left. So we had to make some more for
tonight. I've heard that one before.
The meatballs are so good. So I'm very familiar with Scally's. We've been there before, and I love all the food there. I love the cheeseburgers, a lot of the pub fare. But I will say that the meatballs today have blown my mind. They are so delicious, Howie.
Oh, I look forward to having some meatloaf. Some meatballs. I'm watching Meatloaf here at the White House. I'm sorry. I'm losing
Everyone's
it here
today.
This is not my good. This is not a glorious day for me. 844-500-4242. 617 says, I think it's worth mentioning that if Trump threw a victory party after those horrible numbers in the market down 1,300 points, the press corps would be storming the podium yelling and screaming. Of course they would. But anyway, let's talk about the Tap City Grill, because that's in a different kind of place, isn't it? It's in Hyannis.
Yeah, Tap City Grill is right on Main Street in Hyannis, and they have over 100 beers and a lot of tap beers and stuff like that. All the food is scratch menu, so they prepare it there. Same thing, they have a wood fire pizza. That's unbelievable. They have the cheeseburgers are fantastic. They make the chicken and waffles, which is one of their best sellers. It's just a... And it's small and intimate and a nice place to see.
And these gift certificates, they're good at any of the four restaurants, right?
All four, yes.
So you can run up, it's a $50 gift card for $25. So you can spend $25 at the Parma, and then you could spend the last $25 at the Tap City Grill or Scally's.
Correct,
or the
yes.
Yarmouth House,
yep.
Anywhere. So this is good. So this is a good thing. This would be a good Christmas present too. If you're,
oh, fantastic!
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Just just give it and you look like you really splurged. You know, to give $50 gift certificate, they won't know it's only $25 unless they were listening to the show right now. But this is a great deal. So get right now to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and click on store. And you'll be able to get a $50 gift card to Scally's Irish Ale House, the Parma Italian Table, Yarmouth House, all in West Yarmouth, or the Tap City Grill in Hyannis. It's good for all of them for just $25, half price. This is great. And thanks so much for bringing in all this great food. Next time, though, Doc,
yep.
chicken parm. Okay.
For sure. So, sorry about that.
Yeah, I know. I know. That'll be okay.
Actually, we ate it on the way up.
I would have done the same thing to you if our positions had been reversed. Okay, we'll be right back with this glorious day. Brave allies in Congress took a lot of heat for destroying the economy, Biden says. But they did it. I'm Howie Carr.